Today I'll make an announcement first, so that at the end of the sitting I'll ring the bell and there will be no more talking. Just let that go into silence. And you can keep sitting if you want, or you can end the sitting as you wish. So the announcement is that on this retreat, everyone has three meetings, one with each of the teachers. And so in order for that to happen, we're seeing everyone today. So the sheets up on the board has a time and spot, a place for each of you to meet with one of the three of us. And it'll be the one that you didn't meet with in the first two meetings. So that's the principle. And Kim will meet people in the treehouse, just inside the deck. So you go, with, as you did before, to the forest deck, that treehouse deck, and there's a door that'll be open, and you step inside. There's some plastic on the floor, so you can take off your shoes and not get the white floor wet, dirty. And the same thing, we use a weight halfway down the wooden deck, the walkway on the side of the garage. And when the person in front of you comes out, come in. And if, when you come out, leave, go to the bottom of those little set of steps and make immediate right so that you're not walking on the walkway again, just taking a little path through the forest there. And because it's raining, if you stand close up against the wall, I think you get a little bit out of the rain. But there are some umbrellas, three umbrellas. You come out the door, the back door there, where in the community room where the bulletin board is, there's some three umbrellas there, and they can be used, borrowed for practice discussion. So while you're waiting, and then put them back when you're done. Maybe there's other umbrellas too, or maybe you have good raincoats. So Kim will be there in the treehouse. Ying will meet people in room one, which requires no umbrella. I hope. And then and I'll meet people in a brand new practice discussion location that we have never used before. So you'll be the initiators of this important sacred space. And this will be the garage of the treehouse. And there's this, a gate. When you go up to the treehouse, go through the gate, and you'll see, because the big garage doors will be open. So we're kind of meeting outdoors, so be well bundled, be dressed well. And don't come to that area, the driveway of the treehouse, until the person in front of you has come out. So just wait kind of where you would kind of be waiting for the body deck or something. And that'll be in the morning. In the afternoon practice discussions I have, those will be in room one downstairs. So hopefully all that's clear. So we've offered a series of instructions during this retreat. We've offered a series of instructions on this retreat, where the general idea for is that the breathing is the center of gravity, is the default. If nothing else is more predominant, you develop your practice with mindfulness of breathing. But if something else becomes predominant, then rather than struggling with that or conflict between breathing and that other thing, you can let go of your breathing and make this new thing, this compelling thing, the subject for mindfulness, subject for concentration, just to be open to that. And that's a completely valid place to cultivate, develop mindfulness, as breathing is. So we offer the body sensations, if they can become compelling, emotions, if they become compelling, and thoughts, the thinking becomes compelling, that they need some attention rather than just letting go of them. And then yesterday Kim talked also about being aware of kind of the space that mindfulness awareness can create around things. Sometimes I think of meditation as providing breathing room for our life. Everything has space rather than being claustrophobic or riding close on top of our thoughts, riding close on top of our feelings or anything like that. Just sort of so caught in it, but just kind of back off in a sense and create space. And what I'd like to do today is the new thing to introduce that is when bringing your mindfulness to all these things, being aware of all these things, you can also be aware of how you're aware, how you're mindful. It's possible to know that one's being mindful, you know, holding on tight, getting, you know, claustrophobic or a lot of desire or wanting as part of the one part of being mindful. The desires, the wanting, the liking affects how we're aware. The not wanting, the aversion affects how we're aware. Resistance, we pull away, we pushing away, we. Or it's possible to be aware with a kind of open, relaxed awareness that knows something without being for or against it. And the third option, it's possible to, in a simple way, be aware that, in fact, we're aware while we're for or against something. Oh, look at that. Isn't that interesting? I really don't like this. I really don't want it to be there, and I'm trying to be mindful so it goes away. Isn't that fascinating? Who would have guessed? Wow. And, I really like that. I'm going to hold on to that and pump it up and can't wait until I tell the teachers about this because this is like really good. And then you're kind of leaning into it and holding on to it. And wow, look at that. Isn't that fascinating, the way my mind has these desires and I get attached? Wow. So in this wow example, again, it's how we're aware. At some point, can you just be aware with amazement? Aware kind of spaciously, or like we talked about yesterday, rather than making anything a problem or something to be fixed or something to hold on to. Oh, so this is how it is. So the how. So what I'd like to do today is to take you a little bit through an exercise to explore this how we're aware, and then using that as a basis, take you a little bit on the journey of the retreat. Journey of the body, breath, body, emotions, thoughts, space. A little bit the journey of faith and gladness and joy and tranquility, happiness, samadhi, seeing things as they are. And as we do this journey, it's partly as a review, partly as a way of understanding how it might all fit together in practice. As I bring your attention to these different things, have a very low standard what qualifies. I suggest to you that you feel, you know, the kind of joy that might be there. You have it in you. It's there, but it's just you have to lower your standard maybe. It's a very mild. Be content with that. Just be content with how it is for you, as opposed to thinking it's supposed to be something to you're supposed to write home about. So, with that, we'll start with a how we're aware exercise. Some of you have done this with me before, so you might think, oh no, here we go again. If you have that attitude, you might as well do that with breathing. I was just aware of a breath. Isn't that enough? I'm supposed to do another one now? It's always new. It's always a process of discovery, no matter how often we do the same thing. So sitting comfortably, but perhaps with some alertness in the body. Relaxing around the eyes. it helps you settle to take a few gently, slow, long, deep breaths, relaxing as you exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And with a normal enough breath on the exhale, go through your body to relax it more. Maybe the more subtle muscles of the face, the shoulders, the belly, perhaps on the exhale, relaxing the thinking mind, the thinking muscle. Then bring your attention to one of your hands. And become aware of the sensations of the hand. In the palm of the hand. The back of the hand, the fingers, maybe there are a variety of sensations at play, tingling, vibration, maybe pulsing, warmth, coolness, sensations of contact of the hand against something else. Maybe there's something, a subtle ache. Maybe there's subtle pleasure in the hand. And if you let your attention be relaxed, the attention might gently float around the hand, taking in different sensations in different parts of the hand. Maybe even some of the sensations feel like they float, coming and going. And then be aware a little bit for how you're aware of the hand. Are you eager, doing this like it's a test you have to pass? Are you holding back and reluctant to do this? maybe even annoyed. Is the awareness leaning in or bearing down? Or is it complacent and not really into doing this, but kind of doing it? Or resistant, pulling away? Is the awareness of the hand clear, present, or is it vague? Not so present, because the attention is more in your thoughts. And then experiment with how to be aware that there's a good feeling in how you're aware. It feels good to really be in the hand and feel it. Not for or against it, but like valuing the opportunity to really be present, to feel this hand. And all the ways the hand sensations shift and change and flow. And the chances are that in this exercise, you've been more aware of sensations in your hand than you would have been if you had gone directly to your breathing. With this kind of attention, parts of our body become rich in sensations. So now shift your attention to where in your body you usually experience the breathing. And not so much in the moment, focusing on experience of breathing, but rather the area of your body where that's experienced. And the way that you took in the hand, take in that area of your body, whatever sensations are there. Noticing how you're aware of the breathing, the body breathing. And might you adjust the how so that it's not caught so much in being for or against. Where perhaps how you're aware of breathing has an element of faith or confidence in it. Your trust in this practice, in the simplicity of just being here, present, is there to support the how you're aware of breathing. And now shift your attention to some sensation in your body other than breathing that is a little bit compelling. And let your attention be in that part of the body the way you were with the hand. Maybe curious at whatever sensations appear and disappear in that part of your body. Is there a way in which awareness gently floats around in that area, picking up different aspects of the sensations at different times? The attention is not fixated or straining. Perhaps you can become aware of a relaxed awareness that floats around in the area of compelling sensation. And are you in any way for or against the sensation? In a way that influences how you're aware. In the Dharma practice, the body is one of our important teachers. And might there be some gladness, some appreciation, inspiration for not being lost in thought, checked out, But instead, to some degree, to be able to be with your body. What a good thing. And then returning to the body breathing. How is it to be with the breathing now? How is the breathing now? And then shifting your attention to your emotional state, your mood, state of mind. Is it more on the happy side or the unhappy side? The content side or discontent. Is it more on the side of being calm or agitated? Whatever emotion or mental state that you have, however subtle, however big, feel where it is manifested in the body. Where's the, what part of your body is activated or energized? Being aware of how the emotion or mood is felt in the body, in the head or chest or belly or anywhere. As you feel this motion, how are you being mindful of it? Are you for or against it? Leaning into it or pulling away? With a wanting or not wanting. Can you adjust your awareness so that you're aware of the emotion in an open, clear way. Without it being a problem or an issue of any kind. It's just what's happening now. Here. Giving freedom to our emotional state can be experienced as a subtle kind of joy, joy in the body. The joy of things allowed to be free within us. With us present for it. Returning again to the breathing at the center of all things. Let's go of other things in favor of floating on the body's sensations of breathing. Gently, without moving the mind, moving attention particularly, become aware of thinking. Whether you think in words or in images, if there's any thinking, quietly know it's there. And how are you aware of thinking? Do you have an attitude towards it? Like for or against it? Not liking it, liking it? What might it be like? To allow thinking to be what it is without an attitude towards it, just thinking. Where there's a clarity of knowing this is thinking. And if you're sensitive to the body as you're thinking, you might notice subtle tension, agitation in the body connected to thinking, the thinking muscle. Could be around the eyes, behind the forehead, other places in the face, in the torso, the back of the neck, many places where the tension of thinking might appear. And if there is tension or agitation on the exhale, can you relax? A calming of the whole thinking apparatus. Perhaps a calming of the whole body. And then returning to the breathing again. Whatever degree of calm or tranquility there might be in the body, the mind, as the atmosphere within which you're breathing. Settling into breathing, letting breathing settle into your body. And perhaps this way, the settling and being here in the body, breathing, there might be some contentment or happiness, however small. Contentment or happiness within which you're breathing. as if there's a gentle gravitational pull from the breathing at the center of all things. Allow things to be pulled in, gathered around breathing. Where the weight of awareness settles into the breathing. Kind of as if the weight of emotions and thoughts are gently settled into the experience of breathing. Relaxing any tension there is. Letting go of thoughts and letting go into the breathing. Finally, as you're sitting quietly meditating, are there thoughts and things that arise that you clearly see as being not interesting to get involved in, where a no thank you is appropriate? Not now. A thought arises about something. No need to be involved. Nothing to pick up. Nothing to remain holding on to.